On 6PR Breakfast, it's time for sport with Kim Hagdon.
All right, Haggers is here. Away you go, Hags.
Ross Lyon might not have been as polite in accepting the positives out of an embarrassing loss to Gold Coast in private on Sunday as he was at his media conference and as we have analysed. My understanding is that Ross Lyon ripped shreds off the Dockers after that performance on Sunday evening behind closed doors, embarrassed themselves, embarrassed their jumper, embarrassed their club, a performance that was not what Fremantle stands for. Now, I also understand that a particular target was Nathan Fyfe.
Skipper.
Captain, yeah. For the defensive side of the game that some of us do query about Nathan and even his disposal, his foot disposal especially. But I sense that Ross Lyon has then gone public to sort of perhaps paint a more positive picture to support the players, that they will see that, well, he's been honest, he's been pointed, he's ripped into them as a group and as some individuals, and then publicly trying to find the positive side of things. That's the rebuild, of course, across the course of this week, I suspect. That's some coaching that an established and a ferocious, brutal type of person like Ross Lyon or Mick Malthouse and John Todd in their past, Malcolm Brown, I remember I've heard all these sorts of stories, rip into them privately, go publicly, but use it through the rest of the week privately what they have said that was hurtful, and now let's rebuild you
it's
from there.
It's a strategy, if you like. Absolutely. A post-game strategy.
And especially to mention Fyfe in front of the rest of the group when the rest of the group are concerned about, well, Nathan wasn't exactly defensive around the stoppages. I thought Jack Bowes actually played really well in his role on Fyfe. Mm. Got a lot of the ball himself and he played a tagging role. So that suggests to me that they'll come out of this. The other thing about this, it's not what Fremantle stands for. I'd like to find out from Ross Lyon or Nathan Fyfe, what exactly is their mantra? What is their code? What do we stand for that they have to rebuild out of Sunday's loss? Look, Gold Coast all-rounder Jack Martin, I like him. He's a really good little player. Mm-hmm. He was one of the many sons on Sunday that Fremantle just could not control. Now, he's 24. He's played 83 games. He was among their best three or four players with his 24 possessions and 13 contested possessions. But he's a Fremantle recruiting target. Mark my words, Jack Martin and the likes of Tim Kelly and Steve Cornelio, we're going to hear a lot more about this. Fremantle targeting someone to try and get more in the door. And over the last three or four seasons, we've seen that their whole strategy is about expatriates, yeah, trying to bring back the boys that are West Australians. Mm. And look, there's a long list of names. Hamling, Hill, Kirsten, McCarthy, Nathan Wilson, Brandon Matera, Rory Lobjo, Jesse Hogan, Conker, Collier in the last few years. That's 10 players, yeah, expats, that started their careers elsewhere. So these boys, it's going to grow, I reckon. And Jack Martin's a target. And I would suggest they're probably more likely to perhaps get a Jack Martin than Kelly or Cornelio.
Hags, we had a few calls yesterday. I forgot to ask you. Yeah. And they said, can you ask Hags, does the footy manager normally sit in the coach's box? Because people saw Belly. I think at different clubs, some do, some don't.
Every club has a different process. And Craig Vozzo sits right next to Adam Simpson all the time.
Was Belly on the weekend.
I'm reading it more so that Peter Belly's still coming to terms with how they operate. Mm-hmm. I'd be somewhat concerned that Peter Bell has some concerns about Ross Lyon and how his support staff operate. Others will sort of say, oh, no, he's just getting in there, still feeling his way around. Look, Collingwood has a distinct edge with their home ground advantage, and it's an annual argument. But they lost their first two games at the MCG last year, and West Coast's last two visits to the MCG have beaten Collingwood. I've got some better stats on that I'd like to put out tomorrow because I think a big story will grow over the next 24 to 48 hours will be Will Schofield making a claim to get a recall to play on Jordan DeGoey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? He was great in the grand final.
Yeah, he was, but particularly because Liam Duggan, I think, will continue throughout the week to be a doubt story.
How many votes has Lachie Neal got?
I reckon he's got six. I reckon he's the Brownlow medal leader after two rounds. I'd like to talk about more as the week unfolds, but because they've got a big one on the weekend, Brisbane can go 3-0.
Thanks, Hags.